This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, a game week Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, we've talked about the defense in our last podcast, so let's shift our focus to the offense. You know, there's a couple big holes that need to be filled. Obviously, when you've got your two top leading receivers now off into the NFL, your top running back departs a year early for the NFL. There's some vacancies to fill, and there's some good candidates, but it's all a question mark right now, don't you think?
Well, first of all, it's almost game time or game day. Yeah. I like Monday night game, but I hate Monday night game. It's Saturday, and we're sitting here, and I'm watching all kind of football. I hate that. Let's get playing. Let's get going, you know. But, yeah, no, here's my thing with the offense. I think Malik's going to have a huge season. I think the running backs are fine. I think there's depth in the offensive line, so that's going to be fine. I just go back to what we've said multiple times before. I think they have to find someone to be consistent in catching. You know, they need a possession receiver to step up. Not saying that they won't. You know, I think, you know, Tyler Harrell, we've heard he's the guy, you know, the speed guy. Jordan Watkins, I think, is going to be kind of the Swiss Army knife guy, to where he does a little bit of everything. Braden Smith is, you know, has shown those flashes. Justin Marshall is the outside guy. But somebody, one of those guys, or somebody else. And look, I think Josh Johnson could end up being this guy. And I'm not saying it has to be Tutu, because there's not a Tutu on this roster. But they need somebody that when Malik is in trouble, he knows he can go to. And to me, that's the biggest thing for making sure that this offense runs like Scott Satterfield wants it to. You got to have someone like that. And I just think somebody – it might end up being Braden. I don't know. I think he's going to be more of the big play kind of guy. That's why I'm leaning to kind of Josh Johnson. And I tell you what, the sleeper guy for me after watching now and hearing a lot is Jalen Carter. So all those guys that we've mentioned are guys – and Amari Huggins-Bruce is another guy to throw in the mix there. Those are all guys that can make plays.
You know, and I'm the same way. With me, it's what? How do they replace what they lost at wide receiver? I do expect solid seasons from Braden Smith and Jordan Watkins. Like you, you know, I think they've got to get that third guy. And, you know, I'm curious to see how much, you know, Marshawn Ford, the H-back tight end, you know, we've heard Scott Satterfield talk about it multiple times about how they're going to get him more involved in the passing game, which to me, it sounds like they're going to put him out wide at times. You know, so how much do they do that with Marshawn? And if it's success, does he emerge as that third guy? And then if so, then that kind of opens the door a little bit for somebody like Des Melton or Dwayne Martin, other tight ends, to make even more of an impact this year. We've heard the coaches talk, you know, highly of Dwayne Martin's hands and his ability to catch the ball. So I do think the tools are there. I think that the talent is there. It's a bunch of question marks right now. I mean, Braden Smith has kind of proven himself, had a couple big games, as you mentioned, showed some flashes. You know, we saw a little bit from Jordan Watkins as the season ended, but really not much real game experience from this group. And somebody like Shai Wirtz, you know, the transitioning quarterback to wide receiver, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. You know, I think as the season goes on, does he start, you know, becoming a little bit more comfortable with that role and becoming a player. So,
I was just saying, I mentioned all those guys and I didn't mention Chai. Look, it's not that they don't, that's the crazy thing. It's not that they don't have guys. Mm-hmm. It is the simple fact for me, at least, that they don't have somebody that is going to be that guy right now. We just don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Satterfield made this point, and I remember talking to him back at ACC kickoff, and we were sitting waiting to do a radio interview, and it was just he and I sitting there, and we were talking a little bit about weapons, and he did say to me, he's like, look, he goes, you knew who Tutu was, you knew his name 2 years ago, you know, before we, but did you think he was going to be the guy that set a school record? No. Did you think Hawkins was going to be the guy that set a school record? No.
Marshawn Ford would have 13 touchdowns in the last two seasons when he walked
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, so certainly,
I keep going back and somebody's going to step up. Somebody's going to do it. They have a lot of weapons. And we're doing, Michael, we're doing bold predictions today. And not to steal either of our thunder because I want to, it's kind of a cool thing to do. We like to do this each year, but you know, Marshawn Ford probably going to be mentioned. I haven't looked at yours yet. But I know what mine are, and Marshawn Ford is a big deal in mine. And I think Marshawn Ford, knock on wood, a healthy Marshawn Ford, is because he was banged up, you know, in the off season, and I think he, you know, he's 100%. But I just don't, you know, I want nothing to happen. Marshawn Ford might end up being besides Malik Cunningham. He could end up being the MVP of the offense if you take the quarterback out of the equation, I guess is what I'm getting to. And if that's the case, I'm fine with it. Go with it, buddy, because I think Marshawn Ford is an absolute stud.
Yeah, I think if Marshawn Ford, and really, for that matter, any other receivers, you know, has a year that puts them in that kind of a spot, I think would certainly resemble a good year for the Louisville offense and the Louisville team as a whole. You know, offensive line, you mentioned that briefly. Love the depth there. Love the additions that they have there. Michael Gonzalez, a true freshman, is a guy that I'm really curious to see. Just because you don't see true freshmen come in and have an impact that it sounds like he may have as a reserve offensive lineman. So looking forward to that. You know, I think there's a lot to get excited over the offensive line. It's just not an exciting topic to discuss. Which, you know, when you're not discussing, that means they're doing a good job. So. I do like what they have on paper. Obviously, we know the experience from what they did last year. So I think the line's in a great shape for Coach Bicknell.
Yeah, no, I think so. And look, I'm excited for this season to get here because when you really, really look at everything and you look at the whole – you look at the whole body of work as far as the staff and what they have done to rebuild this thing and in the time, it's on, in my opinion, it's on target to where it needs to go. Now, was last year some would say a step backwards? You take out the fumbles and that, it's kind of on even par, I think. So, I mean, yes, I think, you know, it wasn't what anybody wanted, but after 2 years as a body of work, things are a lot better, a whole lot better than what they were when this staff got here. And offensively, I think that does start with the offensive line. You know, you've got a guy, look, we've heard a lot about Michael Gonzalez. I mean, you know, Trevor Reed was dinged up in fall camp, and Michael Gonzalez got a lot of reps as that first team guy. You know, Adonis Boone can bump back out there if they have to. And, you know, I think, you know, if something they need a tackle, I think you probably, you know, bump Adonis Boone back out to tackle, and you move, you know, Cole or Brian can both play center and both play guard. So you've got some versatility there. And then you've got guys like Luke Kandra, you know, like Josh Black, who's made a big, big improvement and you've got some guys that can play. I think with Renato Brown, Adonis Boone, Cole Bentley, Caleb Chandler, Trevor Reed starting, and then you throw Brian Hudson in, who will be the rotation guy, and then you throw Luke Kandra and Michael Gonzalez with Black and Desmond Daniels as the next two. You've got eight that you trust. You've got eight that you know can do some things. And then after that, it's just a matter of, you know, playing together and playing as a group. But I'm excited at what they can do. And I'm excited at what Malik. Look, you're working on a Malik story, and the guy's been through a lot of off-season talk. You know what I mean? Like, what can he do? What can this? What can that? Malik Cunningham is a really good player, you know? Yeah. I think it's funny because Mark Richt was said it a few weeks ago in a press conference we had. I've seen guys on national shows talk about – they talk about Malik in a lot different manner than we do around here. And a lot of times when we look at Lamar and what he did, and you kind of – I don't want to say compare, but you get yourself thinking about Lamar and well, Malik needs to do this or he needs to do that. You know, Malik's put up a lot of yards. Malik's pretty darn good. We've got a really good quarterback to run the show. It's just a matter of everybody else doing some stuff around it.
Yeah, you know, when you look at his career and how it's gone, obviously extremely efficient in 2019, his first real year of getting some starts. And, you know, and obviously when you have a year like that, you know, what, only five interceptions with 22 or 20 touchdown passes. I mean, you know, that's going to obviously rise expectations. So when he came into 2020, expectations were really high for Malik. And obviously he had his own struggles, you know, through 12 interceptions, you know, and it wasn't just that. There were some fumbles that he lost and some other decision-making things, when to run, when not to run. So, you know, it was a difficult year. I imagine he probably came in pretty confident with himself and kind of got, you know, humbled a little bit. And that can be a great thing. You know, one of the things that I liked hearing out of camp was how he and his position coach, quarterback coach Pete Thomas, were really making an emphasis on helping him become even more comfortable in the pocket. Like, look, Malik, we know you can run. There's going to be opportunities for you to run, but don't, when you're dropping back from center, don't think about running. Sit back in the pocket, you know, go over your progressions, and you know, if it collapses, then you run. Or if you see a great opportunity, then you run. But, you know, I liked hearing Malik talk about being able to use his arm more, both in the short and in the long game. And, you know, and if he can do that and his decision-making gets back to what it seemed like in 2019, where he's a little more comfortable, then yeah, I think he's got a chance to have a really, really nice season and be one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC.
Yeah. As we kind of wind down and wrap up here for our pregame, yep, you know, our preseason stuff, Michael, I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun to watch. Will they win on Monday night? I'm not sure yet. I haven't made my prediction and I'm kind of leaning both ways. I don't know what to expect. But I do know, that this program is much better off than what they were. And I do know one thing that's very nice for me to know, in going into a season, knock on wood. I like to knock on wood all the time. And I know some people say they don't believe in it, but I do believe in it. This is as healthy as I can ever remember a Louisville football team going into the preseason.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird to hear a head coach coming out of fall camp as they got a, you know, they're winding down their final days before their season opener and say, yeah, everybody's available. I mean, you're like, yeah, really? But yeah, you know, so great position health-wise coming in. You love the mindset throughout fall camp. So like you, I think this program is in a good place. Does that translate into a win? You know, I'm flipping back and forth. We'll have those at CardinalAuthority.com on Sunday. So check those out. But so we've got to come up with a firm decision here soon, Jody. But
yeah. Hey, let me throw one other thing in here as we wrap up. It's different. This is not a bowl game and this is not an away game. This is a neutral site game. And Louisville is able to give tickets to recruits. Yep. And there will be a absolute ton. Let me see. While I count here, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60. I'm up to 25 schools that I've counted that will have kids in attendance there. And I'm not even close to being through with the list. So it's going to be upwards. It's going to be upwards of about, it's going to be about 40 different schools that will be representative. And again, Louisville, now you can't have, they can't have like the normal recruiting contact with them and that kind of thing. But they're there to watch Louisville, and if you can get a win, it really does it does make a difference, I think.
Great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. Caleb Johnson and Chance Morrow, I believe, are the only two commitments that will be there. We'll have a report later in the day because I'm still getting confirming with different kids and things like that. But again, it looks like about 35 schools, including about 15 kids from Lovejoy High School and about 12 or 13 kids from Atlanta Westlake High School. So a good chance to get in with some good programs down in Georgia. And again, we all know what Georgia and Louisville, what Georgia has done in Louisville, how they've recruited down there before. So it's a good opportunity.
Kind of on that note, kind of cool that Louisville great and former Atlanta Falcon wide receiver, longtime Falcon wide receiver, Harry Douglas, going to be the honorary captain for the Cardinals for the game. So, advantage you can get in recruiting the state of Georgia while you're there, take advantage of it, right?
Yep, no doubt. It's a very good opportunity.
It is. Hey, while we have you, make sure you click around Cardinal Authority. Make sure you participate in the poll. Have your say on what you think the final regular season record is going to be. So you can check that out right now at cardinalauthority.com. As Jody mentioned, keep an eye out for our bold predictions on Sunday. We're going to go and we're going to pick the season game by game. Jody and I will both have our takes on what's going to happen in 2021. So until then, keep clicking at cardinalauthority.com. For publisher Jody Demling, I am senior writer Mike Kobach-Hammond. This has been the Cards Cast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.